There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
America tonight. You're going to hear a lot about 9/11. Do you remember, think back to the 9/11 days, where you were, the conversations? You know, I say America tonight is about the buzz in the backyard, and oh, there's no question people were heartbroken all over the country. You didn't have to live in New York or somewhere close by to feel the pain, the sting of what happened there, the shock. And to feel for all the people with the myriad of stories that came out of the Shanksville, Pennsylvania crash and the Pentagon and the two, of course, towers. I'll tell you one at the top that hit me. I've already said this. You already know it if you've listened to the show. If you haven't, just quickly, I was working in New York at WFAN, a giant sports radio station. In my career, I've bounced with news and talk and sports because my passion's really politics and holding people's feet to the fire and sports on the side and sports for sure. I shouldn't say on the side, sports for sure and business. But not only did I have the connection of being at WFAN, but even bigger for me was my mother, who had such a big heart and was trying to help a guy who had just come out of the military and who desperately wanted a position in the Pentagon. And she was helping fill that position. And she was looking all over the place for him, for a specific spot he wanted and some others. And finally, after months of helping him and changing resumes and doing all the things, you know, fixing it up, whatever had to happen, he's so beyond excited. He gets the job. He goes to work at the Pentagon and he's killed. He's one of the people killed when the plane hit the Pentagon. You could say, well, you know, he was where he wanted to be. Unfortunately, he was hardly on the job at all when that happened. One other that personally touched my life, but I think it touched everybody's life, and that's why I said it in the backyard, because this was something everybody in some way felt affected by, whether, hey, this is our country, how dare you, or the sad stories coupled with that, and then the change in our lifestyle, because especially right after 9/11, if you traveled at all, you could absolutely feel what was happening. The big shift. Now, it used to be you arrived at the airport, because boy, this happened to me all the time, and whoever was picking me up came all the way in because they hadn't seen me, and they're walking right up to the gate. They want to see me walk off the plane, even as an adult. And there were kids that came through, and of course, you can't do that now. And the whole taking your shoes off and belts and computers and all the things that we go through, because there was a almost shoe bomber and there was almost a underwear bomber. And just what's happened in general, the TSA and the problems with the TSA and the lack of security, or sometimes good security, or is it the right security? I mean, it's an endless question mark that we don't really know all the answers to. So absolutely, 9/11 changed every single one of us in some way. Wouldn't be America tonight, would it, if we weren't talking about politics? But of course we're talking about politics, because that is the buzz in the backyard now, besides remembering 9/11. CNN has its latest poll that Hillary Clinton, for the Democrats, 37%. Bernie, feel the burn, Sanders, 27%. And Joe Biden, who hasn't even declared, has 20%. Oh, if I'm Hillary Clinton, I'm concerned. I am absolutely looking over my shoulder. I am absolutely worried about the giddy up behind me. So 37% support among Democrats and Democratic leaning voters, down 10 points since August. And Bernie Sanders on her heels, 27%. Biden not even in yet, 20%. For Sanders, it's about the same. The one with the biggest jump is Biden. And then you go from there. Who else is running? Maryland Governor O'Malley, 3%. Former Virginia Senator Jim Webb, 2%. Former Rhode Island Governor Lincoln Chafee, less than 1%. But we've got the primaries coming up eventually as we swing into the new calendar year. Believe it or not, it's off into the horizon. We're not too far away from it. And once that happens, boy, the game will change. Oh, the game will change. Because I think it gets even more meatier. And the magnifying glass really magnifies what's going on. If you look at the Republicans, Donald Trump, and oh yeah, there's more Donald Trump. And lately, the senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, has been seen with Donald Trump. One of the reasons, of course, was over the Iran deal and a rally. But I think Cruz and Trump are getting to know each other a little bit better because there may be, some kind of announcement eventually if Cruz gives up and saying Trump is the guy. Does he pick somebody like Senator Cruz? And would Cruz really want to be on the undercard for Donald Trump? Fascinating. I mean, these are like wild combinations. It's like Lumosity. Anybody know what Lumosity is? On steroids. The match game. Who matches up with whom? And still with Biden, we don't even know for sure if he's running. It certainly seems like it's a possibility. Seems like it, I'll say. And in the meantime, a place where I have to go in November, there is high anxiety. No, I'm not going away to any facility, but there's a lot of anxiety in Phoenix after more of these crazy highway shootings. And you want to take a snapshot of the U.S. at the top here. There's one for you. And I can remember not long after 9/11, what was happening was you had the Washington, D.C. snipers, where people were afraid to get out of their car around Washington, D.C. But in at least three cities in the Phoenix area in 18 months, drivers, just randomly, drivers have been targeted by serial shooters. That's what the police are calling them. They just fire randomly onto busy highways. They just do it. In Phoenix, it's either one person or several, where you have 12 different kinds of cars, sedans, trucks, that kind of stuff, hit by BB shots, unknown projectiles, and once even bullets. It happened again on Thursday in Phoenix. Busy, busy Interstate 10. Wow, the 11th and 12th attacks since August 29th. That is nutty. Stay with us.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised you've never been told before that you love me.
Coming up, free money guys, Stephen Kelly. You want to hear his tale for sure. He always has good info. One of my favorite people, because he knows what it's like to go bankrupt, and he rose from the ashes. So in other words, he's an authentic dude. He's not trying to peddle something down your throat that you don't want for any reason. And he really has investigated alternatives to what you may be doing. In other words, closing your eyes and throwing your money into the market. I hope is not a strategy. As a good friend of mine would say, it's not a strategy. So what does that mean? Yeah, it's brass tactics. Got to get down to them. It's the only way. The only way. Let's put it that way. And then also, too, at the tail end of the hour, we will hit the mailbag, because it's pretty interesting. Actually, the mailbag is filled with some politics, but a few other things were weighing on your mind, including 9/11. And here we go again with another data breach, of course, a massive one, of course. It's at a campus, of course. We need your personal information. Oh, it's compromised. Yep. Massive. So personal information, when that gets hacked into, then what happens to that personal information? And when we say a large number, we're saying 80,000. 80,000. So what happens to the vendor who compromised this personal information? And here's the thing. You had these college students who had signed up for a mandatory online sex violence prevention course. And these are students at 8 California State University campuses. They had, so the information, login names, passwords, campus and email address, great. Gender, race, sexual identity, all of that was part of what should have been just a confidential thing. And with End Violence, which it's called, is one of three vendors actually providing what they call no credit online courses. So this is bad. It's bad. And they weren't hacked. So the two vendors weren't hacked. We don't need you. We need all this other stinking information. Awful. And so, of course, what are they going to do? Monitor the situation. Personal information is what people are concerned about. Personal information. Because you don't want that out there. The false identity, losing your identity, it's brutal. As we know from our good pal Izzy, who calls the show frequently, she's talked about that. What happens when your identity's stolen? And you have to prove otherwise. I mean, you know, you have to call the credit card companies and get ready for a battle. Oh, it's worse. The worst when that happens. Do you know those red light problems that we're having in some areas of the country? Somebody sent me a thing today about a conspiracy theory. I'm going to say the people in Cleveland had it right. They weren't worried about conspiracies with red lights going out and the grid problems is what they're saying. They are talking about suing for millions because voters rejected camera tickets. Because the termination of red light cameras has the company with some problems because they were one of the major clients. So Xerox is suing the city of Cleveland for ending its 3-year contract to use the traffic cameras, claiming the companies owed money because the city backed out early, violating the terms of the agreement. Sounds like a lawsuit to me. Sounds like a big headache and problem to me. The red light cameras and speed cameras were first introduced, so you know the whole story, by the city, bringing in $9 million in revenue. Then what? What happens with that surplus of more than $9 million? That's pretty good. Red light cameras, of course, are controversial. Because does it make roads safer? Does it make drivers more conscientious? Or are they just one-armed bandits making money for the cities and the towns who are often putting unreasonable demands on the citizens? We haven't heard the last of this, let's put it that way. I cannot believe it'd be the end of that saga. I'm saying we're probably going to see much more in the upcoming days. And it wouldn't be shocking. Right? Of course it wouldn't be. And then we have this gem. Because I got to pile on. Since I decided to go in this direction, I have to pile on you. And the pile on is a Russian spy ship spotted near a U.S. sub base. So why do we care about that? Because we got to keep our eye on what's happening with the Russians. And our satellites have been tracking the Russian spy ship since it was first spotted up north. In, the northern Atlantic. But now it's sprinting, apparently. It's sprinting. So the Pentagon is tracking the Russian intel ship in international waters. At the U.S. sub-base in Georgia, there were only six Ohio-class ballistic missile submarines known as Boomers, capable of firing 24% of the IBCs, which are the interballistic missiles. So not your grandfather's war. Much different. If you remember, we were talking about this all the way back in January. A Russian spy ship was spotted mooring in Havana Harbor in Cuba. And the Russian intel ships have been spotted in Cuba on a number of occasions in the past year. So they're angling. They're angling for a better view for some sort of reason, I would assume. All right, we're switching gears and talking about finances next. Stephen Kelly with ideas on things you can look at right now that might change the trajectory of the course that you're on. And what do I mean by that? Sounds gobbledygooky? It's not. It's scary the more daring they're getting. We'll show them. We'll just get a little bit closer. That's what we'll do. We'll just get closer. Now, there is a U.S. sub-base in Georgia. There are six Ohio-class ballistic missile submarines known as Boomers. How apropos, huh? And if we think of this Russian invasion, not necessarily anything new. In January, another Russian spy ship was spotted mooring in Havana Harbor in Cuba. Russian intel ships have been spotted in Cuba on a whole number of different things in the past couple of years. So now they're taking pretty aggressive action in this department and trying to get a better handle on what's happened in the past and preventing it in the future. What's the biggest differences? And in the mailbag, you will see a ton. We couldn't even cap it off. It's so tough to cap it off. So many opinions about who's running. Crazy amount of opinions as to who could really take the reins. SK, hanging with you and me on the flip side.
Devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Virtual green room. He couldn't be more excited. Stephen Kelly, free money guy. He's happy because Tom Brady is free, and he's also excited about what we're going to talk about today. Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Excellent.
Are you going to be watching football tonight?
I will be, of course. The start of the NFL. It's, you know, it's like the beginning of the holiday season once the NFL kicks off. It's like crazy. So we're excited. And it's obviously big because, of course, you have the Steelers and your Patriots. And that's a great matchup, I think, to start things off.
Oh, it is. And, you know, Ben Roethlisberger said something earlier in the season that I really appreciated. He said when this was all going, he felt that if he didn't get to face Brady, and they won, it would be an empty victory. And, you know, to me that just sounded like a nice tribute to someone who's a great quarterback. And I don't understand why the league wants to smear them so badly, but, you know, it is what it is.
Exactly. It is what it is. It's interesting, too, because it kind of segging into this, being smeared, rates of return and taking chunks early. A lot of times people don't understand what that means when you're talking about income. And you and I talked off the air, and you thought this would be a perfect thing to talk about, and I love it.
Yeah. Here's what sort of got me going on this. I was reading something an email that was sent to me or an ad or something earlier in the week, and it was touting the huge rates of return that the market, that the S&P 500 specifically has returned over the past 42 years. And it basically was talking about someone, or, you know, the rates of return between 1973 and 2013. So I decided, you know, hey, that's interesting. I'll take a look at it. And what I thought would be an interesting experiment would be to, you know, put a hypothetical $100,000 in the market at in 1973 and see where that would have been at the end of the 40 years that they were talking about, which was 2013. And guess how much it was?
How much?
$5,494,980. It was huge. That's huge. That's almost a 12% rate of return. And I'm thinking, man, that's just great. So I thought, okay, how about if we apply the 4% rule to that and see what happens? Now, the 4% rule is sort of a convention that Wall Street planners use to gauge how much money a person can take out of their retirement savings each year and not run out of money. And the convention is sort of, the standard has sort of become 4% with a 3% annual inflation adjustment. So 4% of $100,000 is $4,000. And then, you know, you add 3% to that each year, and you do that for the next 40 years. And what you get at the end of that 40-year period, in terms of income that you took out of your savings, is $324,092.83. Okay? So you had accumulated 5.494 without taking any income, and over a 40-year period, you take $324,092.83. So how much money do you think would be left in your account?
Not very much.
Well, no, think about it. If you had let's just say 5.5 million.
Oh, and, yeah, like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 5.5 million. And you reduce that by 324,000. That's about 5.2 million, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's going to be some opportunity costs because you're going to lose money on the 324,000 in terms of interest, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think a normal person, a reasonable person, might think they'd have somewhere close to $5 million left. Okay, because they were going to have 5.5, and now they took 324,000 in income, and you know, a little bit of interest loss or gain loss, and then come up with about $5 million. That's what I would have thought. But you want to know what the real amount was that was left? It was $1.832 million. Now, let's put that in perspective. A Wall Street planner would look at that and say, man, that's great. Look at you. You had $100,000. You got $324,000 in income out of it. And you ended up with 1.832. That would be a smashing success.
Yeah.
What they're not telling you is the opportunity cost. And the opportunity cost of that was you got $324,000 in income, and that $324,000 in income cost you $3.6 million.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. So not very much, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I'm telling you, Kate, if I have something that's gonna drain my accounts by $3.6 million over a 40-year period, I think I would want more than $324,000 from it.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, that's a 10-to-1 ratio. In other words, for every dollar of income you're reducing your gain over that 40-year period of time by 10. Every dollar of income costs $10 over that 40-year period of time.
Yeah.
So this is sort of emblematic of what inefficient income planning is all about. I'll go back to what I said earlier. A planner just doing this without looking at what the opportunity could have been might think, okay, $324,000, $1.832 million in what's left over that 40-year period of time, that's a gain, that's $2.1 million about $2 million of return over a 40-year period on $100,000. That sounds really good. It sounds really good until you look at what you could have had without taking the income.
Yeah.
So these are things that that we try and look at when we do things. Now, the truth of the matter is, and anybody who's really paying attention will understand, that, look, if I'm taking money out of this every year, I'm not going to have all that money to grow. So in any event, I wouldn't get to the $5.4 million. You can't do that and take the $100,000. But you can be efficient about how you structure it. And one of the things you could do to structure this better is you could say divide it in half and use half of that $100,000 in an income account to generate income, and then use the balance to grow your money. And so you'd end up with maybe $1 million more by doing that. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we want to be careful. We just want to be careful and understand that when you see these great rates of return, there's another thing going on here that should be stated as well, and that is that, you know, how many people have put $100,000 or any money in to the market in 1973 and didn't take it out, and kept it in over that period of time? It doesn't happen. So that's the other thing you got to look at when you see these rates of return being touted. You got to understand that you can pretty much state any rate of return you want just by picking the date of entry and the date of exit. Okay? And we call that cherry picking. So you can cherry pick various rates of return at various times. For example, if you just picked 2008 to now, you'd have like a 30% rate of return. But if you picked 2000 to the end of 2008, you'd have a very negative rate of return. So you have to watch those things too.
Yeah, I like the cherry picking because that gives you I don't like it, but it gives you the perspective of exactly what you're talking about.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought this was an interesting case.
Wow.
And I thought I'd bring it up and we could talk about it.
Yeah, and absolutely, again, so well mapped out to make people that are listening, as you're listening out there in those nooks and crannies, exactly what Stephen is saying, and especially, again, at the end, looking at where you are and where you're pulling out of the market, that really illustrates the point. There's no doubt about it. All right, Free Money Guy, how can everybody get a hold of you?
They can reach me at 844-4-FREEMO, 844-4-FREEMO, or on freemoneyguys.com. And I'll put a spreadsheet out on freemoneyguys.com, so if anybody's interested, they can go look at it and see what we're talking about here.
Oh, I love that, the spreadsheet. All right, we will check that out. Thanks, Stephen.
You're welcome, Kate. Good talking to you, and we'll talk about the Pats victory next week.
I love that. Optimism. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade shark website and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
America tonight. House is voting Friday on the Iran deal. Remember, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke about Iran during a joint meeting, rather, of the United States Congress back in March, the beginning of March in Washington, D.C., which was huge. So the House is coming up with three bills, or they have three bills, that they're going to use to try to stop the nuclear deal after the Senate Democrats blocked the Republicans' move to force a vote on the accord. It doesn't look like it's going anywhere, however. I mean, it doesn't look like the blockade is going to go anywhere except for float down the Potomac. But we'll see. Doubtful. Certainly because of what's happened in the Senate. Without a doubt. All right, we're getting close to the tail end of this hour, so I want to mention a couple of quick things for you besides, obviously, we'll keep following what's going on with the Iran deal. But here on America Tonight, it is football season, so for fun we do this really cool thing called Nail the Score, and I want to make sure people know when it is, because I got some emails from folks. We've had some problems with our email, so don't get frustrated with it. We will correct the situation, but you can send me, usually during the segment, second hour, heading into our third, whatever time zone it's in, depending on where you are. The game of the week is chosen, and we try to nail the score. So if somebody nails the score, dun-da-da-da, you get bragging rights and prizes from America Tonight. I think it's more about the bragging rights than anything, but, hey, prizes are okay, too, right? Who doesn't want a prize? People used to call rock radio stations, and they probably still do, just to win the T-shirt. I don't think it was so much about that. They wanted to play the games, the silly little reindeer games. So that is our silly little reindeer game. We have a lot of fun with it, actually. And a lot of people call. And it's for the one segment. The one segment. All right, the Prez and the refugees. I've got to make sure that I squeeze this in. Pete King, the congressman from New York, says the president is putting lives in danger because the president talked about his order earlier in the day to take in at least 10,000 Syrian refugees for the next year. What Congressman King is saying is that order lacks a security plan and it puts Americans' lives at risk, frankly, of another Boston Marathon bombing by admitting that many people from the Syria exodus. It's interesting because the decision is in direct contrast to the opinion of intelligence folks in this administration. The bandwidth, are we going to have the bandwidth in the next 12 months? It doesn't sound like it from the people I've talked to. But now you have this humanitarian crisis. So you think of the humanitarian crisis versus the security risk, rather, of bringing 10,000 unknown people into the United States. Just another day at the park, huh? And over and over again, Pete King just kept saying, we don't want to see another thing in this country that even remotely looks like the Boston Massacre along the marathon route. I don't know. What do you think? Let them in, let them out. 10,000. Not 1,500, not 2,000. 10,000. Certainly nothing near the number of Germany. And I said this yesterday. What about the Saudis? Where are the Saudis in all of this? That's what I want to know. All the money the Saudis have, and they don't want to take anyone, I'm almost answering my own question. But somebody humor me. And by the way, you can do that at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. I mean, you got to be kidding me. They got nothing, nowhere for any of these people who are climbing out of their skin to get out of the range and the reach of ISIS. Doesn't that seem unlikely? I think it's unlikely. Very. So you tell me, 10,000 more, fair or foul? Fair or foul? Or I'm going to say, something happens and it traces back to that? Disastrous. Hopefully not. Hopefully that's not the case. I don't want to jump on these airwaves and be saying some terrible thing happened and it correlates with that. So kind of as a kicker here, I say, as a kicker here, we go out to our pal Grimm, who is listening to us in the great state of Mississippi, I believe. Hello, Grim.
Hey, Kate. It is Mississippi.
I love that accent. Another night on the back porch with a swing off in the distance. When I think of Mississippi, I think of sitting on one of those old Victorian porches, sipping iced tea, and people walking by and waving hello. I've been all throughout Mississippi, and the people are very friendly.
It's more like a porch over a swamp.
And just watch out for the alligators.
Yeah, the skeeters are worse, you know, what they call the Mississippi mockingbird.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a state bird and skeeter. But
I love it.
You know, I've been listening, too, today about this, you know, bringing them over, you know, and that, you know, somebody said that National Security was even saying that there'd probably be about a 1% of them being active terrorists. So, you know, if we accept 10,000 of them, that means there's going to be about 100 terrorists that we're going to allow into the country. We really need that. That's the question he asked.
Right.
But, the reason why I was kind of late getting in here is on that dial-up again on that computer, and, you know, they had a poll on Hillary today. CBS did a piece, a quintessential college poll, showing Bernie 1% ahead of her with leading her in the poll.
Yeah, yeah, that's been happening.
And she made a two-minute comment, and I sit here, you know, for the last half hour trying to download the video. Still didn't get it. But I kind of made a joke about it, but she made the comment because Bernie was questioning her, what do you call it, you know, her being a Democrat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and she responded back as being, you know, I have and always will be a Democrat. And, as you know, well, she finally told the truth, didn't she? She sure is a jackass. that's how I responded to it, you know, when I heard it on the news, you know, sitting here working.
Well, here's the thing. She can't, I mean, her response is, unfortunately, I mean, you've seen it. The responses are crazy. She should have.
Oh, yeah.
She should have been in control. She should have been in control of what was happening in the very beginning. And if she had been, Grim, as you know, oh, what a difference, you know, that could have made for the people around her, the campaign. I keep saying that. What are these people thinking? Who does she have that doesn't get the mistake that she's making answering every other month with a different comment about the emails? If you have an email, send it to me. Thoughts on the show, etc. AmericaTonight.net. Thanks for listening.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.